The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So in the UK, the British government had a plan to end all of the COVID restrictions by the 21st of June. All legal limits on social contact to be removed, a return to normal. But it seems to be under threat now. Nick Ferrari, presenter of Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. What's going wrong?
Considerable threat. I would say good evening to you. In a sense, you almost feel like we're being prepared for the bad news. But I have to say that Michael Gove, in a rather strange intervention yesterday, said that if he were a betting man, he would put money to hit that June the 21st date. Now, a little bit of background. You're absolutely right. You've outlined that England returns, and I stress England because, of course, it is sitting around Scotland, Wales and elsewhere, returns to some form of normality. But here is the problem. It would appear that there could be a third wave or an increase in what is commonly known as the Indian variant, but we're now advised to call it the Delta variant because we don't want to be seen in any way discriminatory. Numbers for you, this morning, I don't know as of today, but last night, it was a 64% lift in infections. But on the other side, and this is why I think the Prime Minister and others find themselves in the horns of a dilemma, hospital admissions are still low. Hospital treatments are far more successful. What used to take 10 days to treat, you can actually be done in 24 to 48 hours. And while one death is one too many, deaths are relatively low. It was just 4 for the figures recorded this morning.
Who's getting affected by this Delta variant, though? Is it those people who are still unvaccinated? Or is it people vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine who don't have adequate protection from that vaccine?
To protect yourself from Delta, you need both vaccinations and you need 14 days from that vaccination. If you've got that, if you've hit that spot, which I'm delighted to say I have, then you are protected. If you don't meet any of those, and in this instance, AstraZeneca, you're right to point to, AstraZeneca for people 40 and above, the British government has said, does not pose a problem. So if you're 40 and above, you've had double AstraZeneca, double Pfizer, whatever it might be, you're in a good place. The problem that they're experiencing in cities and towns such as Blackburn, Bolton and Bradford and Slough is that, and you can point to the fact that these are countries with high Asian populations or people of Asian descent, it would appear that the attempts to get ethnic people to sign up have not been as successful as they would like, and that is why some experts are saying they've taken hold in these particular communities, and the army's even been drafted in to try and ensure they can get as many jabs into as many folks' arms as they can.
Okay, but politically, can the British government hold back on a full 21st of June reopening? Are people so conditioned to wanting it now that they'll refuse to accept it if it doesn't happen?
Two schools of thought here, and I don't know what it's like where you are, but in a way, there is this argument that the Westminster government is showing they're completely out of touch, because in reality, particularly the hot weather that we're enjoying, if at the weekend you go to the park, you go to the beach, you even, should you so desire, look in people's back gardens, they are effectively, they've released themselves anyway from the bubble. Realistically, the sense is you will have very angry Conservatives such as Ian Duncan Smith, the former party leader, who will put the business case. But the mood is this, I don't personally subscribe to this, but the feeling is that if it's about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, that actually is the time that the children are still in schools. If they can get it all nailed by the time school gates close and everybody goes on whatever their summer holiday might be, the feeling is they need to do it. They might well get away with it. But I say again, a lot of people anyway have taken matters into their own hands.
Are experts fearful of a further wave later in the year, even if people are vaccinated, that could lead to another shutdown? Or is politically that almost impossible for the British government at this stage?
Totally. Absolutely. This, I am told by virologists and experts, this will mutate and mutate and remutate. So we've had the South African strain, we've had the Kent strain, we've had the Brazilian strain, we've had the Indian strain. Who knows before we have the next strain? The key is, and the good news is, that if, I say again, if you've had double shots, you've had that two-week period for them to bed in or whatever the medical term might be, you're in a good place. We just have to hope, and we talked to a virologist on the show today, there is nothing currently to point to the fact that a mutation is out there that is resistant to vaccinations. I stress there is nothing to point to. So at the moment we're in a good place, but we are dealing with a relatively new enemy that, of course, can reinvent itself almost at will.
Just something else I want to ask you about, Nick, and that's the ongoing negotiations between the UK and the EU in relation to the Northern Ireland Protocol, which is causing quite a bit of anger at this stage here in the Republic on the basis that this was a properly agreed part yeah. of the EU, new EU-UK agreement for future trading, for the withdrawal agreement first, then for future trading. It was something that Boris Johnson presented to the British people as a great deal for the 2019 general election, as something that was oven ready. And now there are efforts by the British not just to renege upon it, but to blame the Europeans and Ireland for it. What gives?
Oven ready? Well, you certainly wouldn't put sausages in the oven at the moment, because it turns pretty much on sausages and cooked meats. This is an EU stipulation that they cannot go into EU territory from the United Kingdom. We cannot, we, the UK, cannot export into those countries. There were negotiations today between Lord Frost, who is the British, who was and still is, I suppose, the British Brexit negotiator, and his counterpart. Sadly, they have got absolutely nowhere. There was no breakthrough, were his rather terse comments at the end of it. Britain is now talking about extending. There is currently a hole, a stay, if you will, which takes us to the end of the month. The UK are keen now to extend this, as they probably always will be. The EU don't seem so minded. They are actually talking, and they've talked this afternoon, about revisiting the possibility of legal action, because they see this as a clear breach. Watch for President Joe Biden. He flies into the United States. He flies in from the United States into the United Kingdom tomorrow to attend that summit down in Cornwall. He's got a breakfast meeting with Boris Johnson. I wonder if it'll be sausage and eggs.
You see, a deal is a deal, Nick. And the feeling is that the UK is trying to renege not just on a deal that it agreed and signed with the EU, but trumpeted as a great deal when it came to election time. If that's the approach of the British government, how does it think it's going to actually do deals, free trade agreements, with countries all over the rest of the world, including the United States, if it can't be seen to honour the deals it's already done?
Well, I'm sure if Lord Frost were to be asked that question, Boris Johnson or even Michael Gove, they would point to the fact that these are ongoing and it has not been resolved. And if Liz Truss, the International Development Secretary, was there, she would tell you about the deals that have already been signed with Japan, Norway, Australia, New Zealand, and they're looking to do deals with the US. But your point is a very good one. This was a deal, this was signed, this was sold and bought by the British public. But actually, when it comes to reality, the execution, if you will, it seems it's not actually on the table.
Thank you very much for joining us. Nick Ferrari, presenter, Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio.